to AWARE. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware.
Wow. Hello. Welcome to the AWARE Show Teleseminar Series. I talked really loud there. Sorry about that. I'm sorry. I am so honored to be with you all today, and I'm so unbelievably excited and honored for this conversation that is about to happen, because every single soul that is on this call right now and listening to the replay is listening to this for a reason. So I really want you to get present right now, right here. Put your attention in the center of your head, because there's messages that are going to be coming in throughout this call. This is an experience. This is intense. This is active, and this is your responsibility during this call, is to listen actively as to where this call touches you and what you're going to do about it, because the communication coming in is divine. It's from the Archangel Raphael, Metatron, Michael. I am getting major chills in communication, which is amazing. And so this is a call that is an experience for you. And to also be listening online, if you go to theawareshow.com/virtue, V-I-R-T-U-E, that is the website where you're going to be able to see everything that we're talking about in terms of my guest today, Doreen Virtue, who is a major authority and an incredible guide about guidance, about guides and guardian angels. And she has been a lifelong clairvoyant, as well as having a PhD in psychology. So what she says and delivers about the angelic realm has not only been accepted into our hearts, but also by Oprah and The View and CNN and all of the other programs that talk about the power of connecting with your angels, because she does it in such a beautiful way. We have a zillion people on this call, Doreen. Hi.
Hi, sweetie. It's so good to be with you. And you're right. Today's going to be intense in a very important way.
Important way and powerful. And you have a lot of communication that's coming in through today for all of us.
Yes. Right? Yes. The angels have been talking to me about this particular phone call between you and I for about a month. And
they said
that everyone needs to know the truth. And
truth.
The truth, of course, as you and I have always talked about, we tell the truth with love, not from a fear base.
Mm. Well, it's also the truth of where people are right now and what they're experiencing. So let's call it out. What is it that you're hearing mostly? I mean, there's 250 questions that have come in of people that are... It's a combination of being in a lot of pain from surviving a loved one's death, or loneliness, or needing guidance, to also feeling and experiencing the angels right now. So what is it you're experiencing right now? What are people asking you?
Well, it's interesting. The Venus return at the beginning of June was very, very profound for so many of us, and myself included. And on the Venus return, I was in Norway, and I was actually at the Princess of Norway's house in her backyard, and she's an angel channeler who's given up her crown to teach about angels and open
wow.
an angel school. And also, yeah, she's one of my heroes.
Wow.
And so she and I and a few others, we were standing in the backyard, and we were doing invocation of this Venus energy, and the message I got for myself very loudly was that I needed to start publicly talking again about all these global and political messages that I've been receiving my whole life, but I'd stopped talking about them so much publicly, because when I had done it before, it was about the it was a few years ago, and I got a lot of letters from people who said, please, please just stick to talking about angels and personal things. And you know my story, Lisa, is that I was shunned as a child and teased a lot and ostracized in many ways because of my what was considered to be very weird psychic and spiritual healing myself and my family.
And you stopped talking about it for a while, right?
Yeah, I'm real sensitive to criticism, and it's a personal ego thing in myself that I'm working through. But so I stopped talking about it publicly because when I did talk about political and global issues, I just got a lot of letters from people who were saying, no, that's not what we want to hear about, and they said it very strongly. Mm-hmm. And so I love focusing on personal questions too, you know, who's my soulmate, what's my life purpose, etc. But after the Venus return, they told me, just talk about this publicly. And this was after you and I saw each other in Boulder, Colorado television show with Gaiam.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, just talk about this. And the lid just opened up. So I went on my radio show on Hay House Radio and just said, you know what, I'm talking about this. And the response has been amazing. So much support. Completely different than last time I talked about all this. And then they told me to talk with you on your show about these global issues that you and I have somewhat addressed, but you're like me, you don't want to bring up more fear. And
right.
You're getting the messages too. But they said you and I have to talk about this publicly because everyone knows that since Venus returned, the veil has been lifted and everyone can feel and know the truth. And those who doubt their intuition are feeling afraid, and they're getting a lot of physical symptoms by not realizing this is real. So a lot of people are going through what I call ascension symptoms right now. They're feeling chest pains, even cardiovascular issues. They're feeling stomach issues. They're feeling insomnia or complete the opposite, where they're sleeping all the time. The bodies are just going wild. And as you know, it's Mercury retrograde at the moment, but it's also retrograde for about 7 or 8 other planets. And so the angels say we're going through the equivalent of the old Egyptian sarcophagus initiation, where you have to face your deepest fears right now to move to the next level.
Well,
so it's a time of great anxiety for many, many people. And if you're not aware of this, then you'll personalize it for yourself and you'll think something's wrong with me. You might go get medication for it, which is the opposite of what you want to do. And so the angels have been talking a lot through me about the need for folks to really look at detoxing themselves, especially of any substances that cause further anxiety, such as caffeine or sugar.
That's interesting. I mean, I think that you and I are the perfect people to be able to present this information for two reasons. One, because we are so loving and open-hearted, and I know that my communication comes with a giant open heart, and so does yours, and that's why sometimes the criticism does hurt, because you don't do this to be criticized. You
No.
do this to communicate the good work and the good word, and I get that completely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I love to rise people up to their highest possible potential and to remind them, really, of who they truly are and the powerful beings that they really are in this universe. So that's one of the reasons why I'm not a big proponent of giving fear information, because it's definitely out there. But it's not given in a way that you and I can do it. You and I can do it in
right.
a way that is powerful and empowering and activating and responsible. So,
it is. That's exactly it, Lisa, because there's conspiracy theories galore out there, and more people are focused on, you know, the Illuminati and the government and schemes, and they're blaming. Now, it's almost become like a witch hunt, I think. It goes too extreme, because there's definitely the Illuminati. There's definitely evil, evil governments who are lying about heinous things. The biggest one, I think, is the nuclear industry. It's just, it's criminal. And these things do happen, but then I read about this theory that this horrible, tragic shooting in Colorado was a setup. And that's where it goes too far, because that's obviously the product of a madman who's completely out of touch with reality, who doesn't know the extent of the pain that he created. I actually think that what's really going on is that right now violence is such a peak that we're going to hit bottom with it and take a look personally of how we can help with this. And it really, a lot of the solutions begin with us personally and at home. So I mentioned the nuclear crisis. I'm very, very much connected to Japan. And the angels have told me that the radiation effects over there are far exceed what the government is telling people, and that folks' hair is falling out, and that if they feel guided to move, they should. And if they're still living there, they need to be taking spirulina supplements daily, because scientific studies show positively that spirulina can balance or lessen the effects of radiation on themselves. But now I have a letter from someone who lives in Japan who's quite concerned, because she said that the government's telling people to reduce their use of electricity and at the same time have powered up Fukushima again and are planning on building more nuclear power plants. And that affects the whole world, not just them. And when I was in Paris last month, the folks there told me that they are very frustrated, because every time they try and say, we want to get off of nuclear power, they get shut down. The government says, no, we have to have nuclear power.
You know, but there are also ways to, when you look at situations like that, and you look at the scope of it, the wide scope of it, and I, as one person, say, all right, how am I going to help something like that? I know I can help individuals one by one by one, and then, you know, larger groups and so forth, but how do I really affect something like the military or the outcome of building more nuclear facilities? How does one person do something like that?
Well, exactly. That's where I go to. So this is another reason where you and I are so synergistic. And when I asked in guidance, what do we do? The angels showed me that all of us need to get off of the grid and make it so that it's not profitable to have a nuclear power plant. And the way that we do this is through solar, they said. That's the easiest way that we can personally do this. They said solar systems work in all climates. And the angels told me to tell people that they will pay for solar systems for everyone. They just want us to do it, and they said they will make sure the money is reimbursed to you.
Interesting. Yeah, there are some really good programs out there. Some of the, you're addressing this kind of in an indirect way, but someone is asking, what advice can you give your fans that are so in, you know, love talking with the angels, about that feel very blocked, that feel like they're having a hard time these days, that can't get a job, that need more patience? And you were speaking to this earlier about why people are experiencing this type of pain in their bodies. What can they do to get out of that type of pain?
Thank you. Yeah, the pain comes from holding on to the way life used to be. And it's never going to, the angels say, it's never going to be like it was before. It's not going to be like 2011, thank goodness, actually, or even early 2012. We are on a whole different plane now. And it's the light, so bright, like it's high noon right now, and the dark, so dark. And so the polarities are more in sharp contrast than they've been since, going back eons, I'm sure. And so go into the light, just like a near-death experience. Go into the light. Let go is the absolute prescription for any kind of physical pain. Let go and let that energy move through you. Face your fears. And a lot of times if you're being blocked to getting a job, it's because you're not supposed to have a job. You're supposed to be self-employed. And so look within. It all starts within. It's about empowering ourselves. And so many people I talk to, Lisa, tell me they're waiting for some authority figure to tap them on the shoulder and say, go, you have permission to live your life of your dreams. And so you and I are here to both say, you are the authority figure. There's no one else who's going to give you permission but yourself. I know lots of people want to talk to me so that I can validate that their intuition is correct, that they can live the life of their dreams. And I'm here to say, yes, you can. But there's so much more to it. I mean, I've been a full-time light worker in terms of professionally supporting myself, self-employed, since the late 80s, early 90s, so a long time. And what I can tell everyone is it's a lot of work. It's not just sitting in a lotus position meditating all day. There's physical human labor involved. I work every single day at this. And the other thing to know is, like, people tell me all the time they want to be a healer. And what the angel said recently, I thought was so brilliant, and I want to pass this along, is think if you want to be a healer, you want to be a teacher, great. There's more need for healers and teachers. But to be one that has worldly success in terms of making enough money so you can quit your day job and support yourself and your family, in that practical term, you've got to have the highest energy possible. And so to know what that means in practical terms, think about what kind of a healer or teacher you would want to go to or you'd be attracted to. Would you want to go to a healer that's drunk or stoned or hungover?
No.
No. So if you're still drinking or drugging or getting stoned or you're hungover, that's the reason your healing or teaching practice isn't taking over. Because other people are just as sensitive as you to energy, and that's where the angels keep coming back to detox is essential right now for so many reasons. Not only to get your energy high so you can attract the clients and the opportunities that you want, because the angels are really they're like the marketing world of spiritual careers. They know who's walking their talk, and they send opportunities and clients to the people who are walking their talk, not because of a deserving thing or a Santa Claus thing, but because of a law of attraction thing, because they know they can trust their clients with people who are clean energy. And if you need help detoxing, the angels will help you with that. The other reason they say detox is essential is because that's when your mind is clear so that you can receive the messages that they're trying to send you. And also, when you're sleeping, a clear mind can soul travel much better and can do work on the other side of the world like an earth angel. So right now, it's essential for all of us just to get our jollies and our relaxation in non-chemical ways.
Well, and also think of the reason why sometimes that happens. To want to numb yourself is maybe because you are you don't have enough tools to stop the energies coming in, even being in large crowds or big rooms, or even if you're a super sensitive being and you pick up on energies around the world that tend to be painful and are crying out for help, you need tools these days to start to separate yourself from that energy and then find your own grounding within it so that you can, you don't have to numb yourself that way and you can be more of service when you're clearer that way. So look at the reason why those chemicals might be in your body and what it is that you might be absorbing unconsciously that you need to numb. And it's just another way of looking at it.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you.
Okay, so loneliness. A lot of questions coming in about finding, soulmates and how do I do that? And people are just wanting love so much right now. Do you notice that is in where your circles are and on your radio show and what it is that you do?
Yeah, and in my travels. I mean, this is what connects us all across all countries and cultures is the basic human desires and needs, and they include to be loved and to be connected with. And so, first of all, your show provides such a service of connection. Mm. And I'm sure your website also is a nice community where they can connect, and my Doreen Virtue official fan page on Facebook where lightworkers connect. And so if you're feeling lonely, again, with any kind of initiation that like we're going through, fighting the feelings just makes them worse, or hiding from the feelings, or as Lisa said, numbing the feelings makes it worse. But what really helps is just to admit it to yourself. And writing that question to Lisa just now was a really good first step. So if you're feeling lonely, just take a moment right now and breathe. Just say, I'm feeling lonely. And then the next step is, what do you desire? And if you're like me, you desire to have wonderful, compassionate, open-hearted friends who have a nice balance of giving and receiving. You don't want to be with people who are only taking. That's draining, and those aren't true friends either.
Mm.
And we call upon the Archangel Raguel, R-A-G-U-E-L, whose name in Hebrew means the friend of God, and who is actually the angel who oversees harmonious relationships, whether it's with family, with a lover, or with friends, current friends, or creating new friends. And I'm finding that many people, you're probably seeing this too, Lisa, are letting go of old relationships that have become stale or toxic.
They're no longer working. Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's about being honest with ourselves right now. you know, take a look at each relationship and be honest. Is this relationship already served its purpose and now the purpose is over? And you can love the person and, of course, forgive yourself and forgive them while you say, I'll see you later, and walk down the path alone, trusting that through the law of attraction, new people will come into your life that vibrate at your level.
Wow. I'm feeling that right now. It's a whole shedding that I just experienced.
Yeah. If the old friendships are causing more pain than bliss, then it's a time to take a good look at them and say, why am I in these relationships? Sometimes people are in toxic relationships as a way of procrastinating working on their life purpose, because toxic relationships take a lot of time. And if you're busy with toxic relationships, then you don't, they're like chemical use. They're a way to distract your mind from, you know, being the healer or writing that book or opening that healing center or whatever it is your soul is calling you to do.
I have noticed that there are, I mean, the people who have listened to your work for so long and who have listened to this teleseminar series with the Aware Show for so long, people are so intelligent about what it is that they want these days. I mean, they're really getting very, very clear. But what I would love to see is, and I really, really want people to know, is you are not alone. There are so many of you. If you would just connect with each other and see that there's, when you're asking for your soulmates and asking for the, you know, saying where I'm feeling so lonely, and I see that from literally hundreds of people, and I just want to find a way, how do you all connect together? How do you all get together there? Mm-hmm. Can they do this through soul groups, Doreen?
Well, yeah, and I really believe in the social media power, too. You know, Michael and I met in 2009 at my International Angel Day, and then we didn't connect, you know, after that, but we reconnected on Facebook and are now engaged to be married, as you know.
Which is amazing,
12-12-12, yeah.
Very soon, uh-huh.
Yeah,
right.
So anyway, so, you know, if you feel disconnected, use the power of social media places like Facebook or websites related to your interests, and then don't just make it a virtual relationship. Talk on the phone. Get together physically. It's really important for that real human contact to occur.
Wow, that's really neat, though, because you did that in your own life, and I love that. I love that you've personally had this experience now, and your wedding.
I'm telling my single girlfriends, forget Match.com, look at your Facebook friend list. You know?
That's a great idea. Someone else is asking, a comment that you just mentioned is, how do we afford to live the life of our dreams?
As you know, the ego is really the only bad guy or bad girl in the world. It's the ego is the belief in separation and creates duality. So the ego is pure purpose is to keep fear reigning on this world. And anytime we succumb to fear, we are putting more energy and power into the ego. So what that's a fancy way of saying is, a lot of times with your life purpose, you've got to walk on faith first. And that was so true for me when I was doing traditional psychotherapy and traditional psychotherapy writing. And I was really called in my soul to do writing that was purely spiritual, teaching that was purely spiritual. But I was in that same fear for a bit where I was like, well, how do I make my car payment? How do I pay the rent or have enough food to eat if I quit these jobs? And the angel said, basically, walk in faith and you'll be shown. And so I quit my jobs before knowing how I was going to pay the payments, but I did this purely by listening to guidance. And the very next month, I was asked to speak at the Whole Life Expo.
Wow.
And they gave me a speaking career launch immediately. But if I'd been waiting for that first, my vibrations would have been too low because I would have been stuck in that fear to attract the Whole Life Expo speaking opportunity.
I had the opportunity to spend a couple of days with you in Boulder, Colorado, and you really walk your talk. You're constantly in communication with the angels. Mm-hmm. You're constantly aware of their presence and their being. Mm-hmm. And I think I've I've probably interviewed you over the past maybe 10 years. And in that time frame, you have taught me, because I would speak with you and I would realize, wow, this is amazing and the angels are so present in my life, if I would just accept their communication. And then a few days or maybe weeks or months later, I would forget again. And then I would talk with you again, and we would have a great interview on the radio, and then I would remind myself again, and then I would forget again. And this happened for me for probably about 4 years until I really had an epiphany once where I said to myself, this time I'm going to continue the communication, and I'm going to keep up the communication, and I'm going to use it in an active way, because I know these angels are around me all the time, and my angels have saved me from things that I never even see that they save me from.
Yeah.
And so I started to ask direct communication. I started to say, can you help me with this? Or this particular person really needs a healing. Can you send a healing to this person or this situation? And the miracles are, I don't know if it's just the time is speeding up or the activation of the angels is speeding up or the urgency, of the sense of urgency is speeding up, but the communication, the response back is almost instantaneous now, Doreen.
Yeah. Definitely all of the above. There's an urgency, there's a time urgency, there's the veil is thinned, it's you and your intention to talk to them all the time. It's also because of who you are and what you're doing. You have a big, big, big purpose, and you reach so many people, not only with your words and your guests, but your vibrations. And so, yeah, the angels are in, they're saying they're in partnership with you.
Mm. Wow, that's enormous.
Oh, that's interesting. So I'm sorry to interrupt you. They want me to tell you that you're not asking them for help enough with the business end.
Okay.
Okay, so they want to help you more with the business, the underpinnings or foundation of your business.
Yes, I could definitely use their help on that.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'm in Whistler, Canada right now at a
conference. Oh, is that by Banff?
It's a little bit, yes.
That's so beautiful. That's definitely Archangel Michael territory there.
I have to tell you, I'm sitting here with the window open. I'm at a conference here, and these two dragonflies just landed right on the balcony, right when you
You know, and the other thing with Canada is when I was writing my book, Fairies 101, and I was receiving stories from people who connected with fairies, the most stories I received about fairies came from Canada.
Really?
And I was pleasantly surprised. I thought they'd come from England, where they believe in fairies so strongly, or Australia or Ireland. But Canada, and since I've been going up there since writing Fairies 101, and dragonflies are a sign of the fairy connection.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, big time, yeah. They are the in-between messenger between the fairy dimension and the earth dimension.
I've always thought of them also as like a beacon of truth as well, the dragonflies.
Beautiful.
In your in the special offer that Hay House put together, there's a flower therapy paperback.
Oh, you've got it. Gosh,
what
that's...
I know. Oh, my God.
This is brand new. Like, this is... I think it's a two-day-old book. It just came out.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of fairies, yes. So, you know, I love flowers. I know you do, too.
Yes.
And it's beyond just looking at how beautiful they are and this beautiful fragrance. Flowers have such a powerful energy, and they both need our help and want to give us help. They are a bridge or a messenger from Mother Earth. And so the book Flower Therapy discusses and has gorgeous photographs of 88 flowers that have properties that can help with specific life issues. So the book teaches how to work with flower essences, flowers themselves, even flower photos have power. And then if you have a specific life area, such as, you know, your love life or health or friendships or career, which flowers to work with to empower you. And I wrote this in conjunction with a darling, adorable naturopath from Australia named Robert Reeves. You may have met him.
You've spoken about him in the past.
Okay. He and his partner, Andrew, live in Sydney, and they both have been friends and staff member for quite some time. And Robert blends angelic work with naturopathic work in Sydney, and he's got a booming practice. And he became a naturopath at age 25. I think he's 26 or 27 now.
Wow.
And he became an angel therapist at, I think, age 15.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
He's one of these protege, light worker, indigo, crystal people. He's he's from a whole different wavelength. And just amazing what he wrote in the flower therapy book. So he's someone to definitely watch. And you can connect with him on Facebook, too, Robert Reeves. And you'll see a picture of him in front of flowers.
So, that you can get the frequency of the healings from the flowers and the pictures in the book. And
yeah.
I love that Hay House put together the offer, which you can see at theawareshow.com/virtue. And this is all physical items because, first of all, because of what Hay House puts together with your products are so beautiful. And it's so worth it to be able to physically hold the angel cards and the oracle card deck and the archangel set is also amazing too because it teaches you about all of the archangels. But I personally use these every time before I do a reading. Before I do a call, which is kind of like that, because
yep.
I'm intuiting the audience the whole time. And whenever I hit a challenge in my life or whatever it is that I'm doing, it helps me reconnect to that purpose, especially if I'm hitting adversity and challenge and things I just cannot figure out and unravel. And it just gets me into a different perspective. It's like having a therapist there, but not.
Right.
Therapy is coming in from the angelic realm.
Yes. Yeah, I love oracle cards. I just can't say enough about oracle cards. The vibration of oracle cards is so high and helps us to get answers when we need it most, when we're stressed and can't hear the energy of the divine. So oracle cards just cut through the stress energy and give us the truth. And so all these different decks are for different purposes. And I got that hit too this morning. It was really interesting. You and I were both being talked to before the show that it's really time for folks to connect with the archangels. And they said that the Archangels 101 book, I need to be talking about it more, because people need to learn who's who in the archangel realm and really distinguish the different energies so they know who to talk to. Of course, you can call on God to send you whatever angel is needed. You don't have to know the archangel names. But I think you would agree with me, Lisa, that there's such comfort and closeness with getting to know each of the different wavelengths of the different archangels. It's like different personalities and different functions.
Have you noticed any specific one of the archangels that is particularly strong right now? I know that you've mentioned to me a couple of times about Metatron. If you could go through a couple of the archangels with us and what
absolutely.
They,
yeah,
and
well,
what
first of all, the archangels are the angels who are above in energy, above our personal guardian angels, and they are non-denominational. You don't have to belong to any certain religious path. You don't have to be trained to work with them. They are just part of human life. And they also are unlimited beings who can be with every person at the same time. So you don't have to worry you're bothering them or calling them for something that's unimportant. They want to help us to bring more peace to this world. So Metatron is one of two archangels who was a biblical human prophet who ascended into the archangel kingdom. And Metatron was Enoch, E-N-O-C-H, who was like almost like a Hermes Trismegistus, an extreme seer, probably very connected to Atlantis because he was a great, great, great teacher and still is. And so Metatron in the Kabbalah is the first angel that you meet on your spiritual path. So he's the one that holds your hand, walks you through all the fears of changing your life and turning upside down when you first get on the spiritual path, and then helping you to keep your spiritual gifts awakened and then opening them even more. And because of that, he's associated with the real, very sensitive children, such as your gorgeous daughter, and helping them to stay sensitive in a world that seems to be so harsh right now.
Interesting, to stay sensitive. You mean not to desensitize.
Right. Your sensitivity is so important. The angels say that your open heart is the vessel that divine love and light flows through into this physical world. And it's like a fire hose. The bigger your heart is, the more light and love can come through it. And the angels will protect you to keep your heart open and to be sensitive, because that's what's needed right now. The angels said, this is so profound to me, they said, if this world was already peaceful, you wouldn't be needed here right now. You'd be back home in heaven.
Is very powerful. That is so powerful. That's one of the things I was mentioning when we started the call, is just your soul's desire to be here in this communication right now. You came on this plane, planet Earth, for a reason. There was no mistake. You had thousands and thousands of sperm that connected to one ovum, and it got there for this incarnation right now. What are you going to do about it? That is something that I've been thinking about a lot lately, and
right. It's
no longer an option to go back to sleep about it.
No. What's so beautiful is that everywhere I go on this planet, you know, I've been around the world many times and talked to people everywhere, not just at my programs, but when, you know, I'm a talker, so I'll talk to people on airplanes, airports,
Yeah. Taxi
cabs, etc. And what I find is that everywhere I go, everyone wants peace. Not one person has told me they want war. Not one person has told me they want pollution. And so I'm like, well, then why are they here? Why is there war? Why is there pollution? And so the angels led me to this site, these sites of the military, that's called the Order of the Archangels. And you can Google this and find that there's this medal called the St. Gabriel Medal that's given out to military strategic people. And their logo says that to have peace, prepare for war.
Why?
Well, see, this is just showing there's this other race of people who think completely opposite of the majority of us, the light workers.
Okay.
And so they're teaching me how to have compassion for this race instead of judging them, because they said if I judge them, then I'm adding to violence. And so what they want us to do is, on our own turf, which means your own home, detox violence out of your home. So what it means is, take a look at everything that's coming into your home, websites, TV shows, video games, movies, magazines, newspapers. Get the violence out. Get rid of it. Detox your home. Detox your home from any kind of power that's fossil fuel or nuclear powered. Detox your body. Just detox your own corner. And then with millions of light workers around the world, each of us detoxing our own corner, they said it'll happen. The world we want will happen.
Mm.
But as long as we're sitting there blaming the government, blaming
right.
the military, we're adding to it, because blame is us pointing and sending pretty harsh energy out of that finger we're pointing.
Well, that's true. And there's to replace it, though, also with something that is in the positive, rather than just focusing on the absence of the negative. Bring back in the things that are positive. Bring back in
right.
the conversations that are helpful, and basically be the example of what it is that you're talking about, rather than just talking about it. So embody
thank
it.
You.
Be it, right?
No, thank you. Our children watch us. How do we as parents deal with stress? Our kids learn how to deal with stress by watching how we deal with stress. Do
wow.
we reach for alcohol? Do we reach for a joint? Do we reach for a pill? Do we start screaming? That's what we're teaching our kids.
Wow.
Or do we reach for the yoga mat? Do we go outside and connect with a tree? Our kids learn from us. So exactly what you said, Lisa, is to bring that positive in and not just focus on getting rid of the negative. So
very
true.
A couple of questions, or more than a couple. Like, I got to get to some. There's almost 500 questions coming in. So one of them is asking just specifically about the offer that we were just talking about. If you look at theawareshow.com/virtue, and I just want to mention to the audience right now that Doreen is, okay, close your ears, Doreen. Doreen is Hay House's number one best-selling author, and the reason is because she has incredible amounts of truth. And the beautiful thing about what Hay House put together is this is the only place you're going to see this many of Doreen's products. I'm just letting the audience know about this, that this is the only place you'll see all of these products discounted. Everything else is full price on Hay House, but this is a incredible deal. I just want people to know that. So, okay, you can listen again, Doreen. I just want to let you know that.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, the books are like my children. You know, they have their own life force, their own soul purpose, and I bring them through. It's interesting. I put myself through college as a secretary, and I learned how to take dictation as a secretary, and I still take dictation from Archangel Michael. And so these books are completely channeled, and just I hear them, I see them, they just come down through me. So I'm pretty disconnected from the books, except for, you know, I do recommend them. And the angels really, really want everyone to read Archangels 101 right now. They've told me that.
There was someone asking about that, about how do you learn how to pronounce the specific angels, and if you're a practitioner, can you use this information? And there is a whole CD set on there that Doreen talks about and mentions these specific archangels and goes through Michael and Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel and Uriel and goes through all of the angels specifically as to what their frequency is and how, when you're looking for guidance for something specific, to be specific with the angel that you're asking for the guidance of is very helpful. So it goes through each one of them. I mean, Zadkiel is for remembering who you are and clear memory. And I did a whole lecture on that the other day, of remembering that one specific event that started you on your path. And and Zadkiel was the one who helped me clear the memory path so that the room could have that experience. So there's ways that you can, you know, use this information to tap into whatever it is that you're doing. You can go through the card decks and use those for readings of, you know, trustworthiness on other people or a certain path that you're going after. You can really use this information in a way that's very, very useful in your life. So I just wanted to mention that and let people know, and that's found at theawareshow.com/virtue. And, okay, so a lot of the questions here are coming in from we've ignited people about the fear and how they're getting through that. But people are seeing more physical manifestations of angels than, I mean, a lot of people are talking about sparks, flashes. What are these things? How do they don't know how to identify it.
Right. Well, the term angel, of course, means messenger of God. And there's so many beings who help us as messengers from the divine. And there's many, many, many beings who could qualify as angels. In the strictest sense, an angel is love and light from the mind of the Creator to the created us. And the angels are not shy. They do not hide. They want us to know they're here. I don't know if you saw that beautiful photograph that a woman took during the prayer vigil at the movie theater in Aurora last Sunday of a clear, and it's on my Facebook page.
Wow.
If you want to see it, it's huge, huge, clear, clear, one of the clearest angel clouds I've ever seen, standing just probably, gosh, many stories high above the movie theater. That kind of thing's happening more and more. And most people tell me now, more because I've been taking surveys on this since the 90s, that they see flashes of light with their physical eyes, and that's the angels letting you know that they're there, that you're safe, that you're on the right path, keep it up. Digital photographs now have orbs of light, and it's not dust particles. These are angels showing up, or fairies show up. If you will take photos of nature, you'll see the colored lights down low to the ground. That's the nature angels, a.k.a. the fairies. And more people are having Archangel Michael physical experiences where a strange, odd-looking man will show up with exotic eyes, either dressed too good for the situation, like he's in a suit when it's a casual situation, or he's dressed like a homeless man. And he'll just show up out of nowhere and either rescue people who are stuck, or he will deliver a message that is way too familiar for a stranger to know about. And then he'll disappear without a trace. Sometimes he gives a business card. Business card always says Michael, and it usually doesn't have a phone number. If it does, it's a fake phone number. And he's making his presence known and letting us know that they're here. Not only is it the traditional angels, but the ETs are hovering around the earth right now. And they are very, very close to Earth. They're actually and energetically among us more than I've ever seen before.
Explain.
Because they want to make sure Earth survives. They were here in the beginning. A lot of them were involved with the seeding of the human race and the, you know, the planting of the garden here. If Earth were to, God forbid, you know, do something really crazy, it would affect the whole galaxy and beyond. And so they're making sure with their energy that if there's nuclear weapons, that they'll be disengaged. And they're guiding a lot of us. A lot of people who are seeing angels right now are actually seeing ETs. And then there's light workers who are sleeping, who are projecting their souls because they're so concerned about how can I help, that they're being used when they sleep, and their souls are going to the other side of the world and showing up like angels and apparitions, and it's sleeping people.
Huh. So are these angels specifically telling you something that wants to come through right now during this call, a specific, very specific message?
Well, yeah, they're telling me that, you know, and I'm being really brave with saying all this open, that a lot of these conspiracy theories, you know, are real, and that we shouldn't be focused on the fear part of it, though. I mean, there's just thousands and thousands of websites and YouTube videos about the FEMA camps that have been set up, you know, around the country and actually around the world. And there's military exercises on the open happening in Los Angeles and Boston and Miami and cities. So the governments are gearing up for if there's this economic fall in the U.S. and, of course, in Europe, as they try to switch to one currency for the world, they're geared up for mass rioting and mass civil unrest, and they're going to use force against force and imprison people in a very cruel way. And so what the angels have told me is that traditional activism won't work right now. So the Occupy movement is having an effect. I believe it's one reason why Ron Paul's Audit the Fed bill passed in the House this week by a great majority, and it's auditing the Federal Reserve. You know, whether that will work or not is another question, because the Federal Reserve, as you know, is a private entity under
right.
no jurisdiction or law. But it's a nod definitely in the right direction, and very unifying coming from a Republican from Texas, you know, to do this. So we'll see if it goes the next step and passes where it needs to go. The ratification of the Supreme Court of Obamacare, you know, these are showing that the government is listening to the Occupy movement, to the petitions going on. We'll see how the petition for the Navy SEALs, the Navy sonar killing the dolphins. We'll see how, if that, you know, what impact that has. My experience is that petitions do work. I was involved with petitions with the Humane Society in California to get bigger cages for chickens, pigs, and veal cows, who were in the most atrocious situation, still are, but a little bit better, because the petitions made it then Governor Schwarzenegger sign into law more compassionate caging for these poor animals. So petitions work, definitely. Please sign every petition you find. Lightworkers are telling me they're afraid they'll be put on some sort of watch list
right.
with a witch hunt if they're put on petitions. And what I say is, you know what? So what? At the end of your life, what you're going to really care about is how much did I love and did I do the job I came here for? And
well,
if they kill us, we'll come back like we did this time.
Right, and you could also look at the source, and you can do research on the source of where the petition's coming from. And there's some the GMO-free zone positions,
yep.
petitions out there that are coming from very pure sources that are
right.
are actually happening across the
yeah,
world.
Yeah, and right, and look right. at France kicked out Monsanto, and they're still alive. We can kick out Monsanto in the U.S. We need
That's
to.
That's going to be a huge victory. A
we
huge
need
victory.
To. Monsanto is evil. And
yeah.
only cares about, you know, money. And all of these corporations that make processed foods only care about money. They do not care about anyone's health. And so, you know, stop clipping out the coupons in the Sunday paper to save 10 cents on poison and toxins and go to the health food store and grow your own organic vegetables in your apartment's, you know, balcony. Buy foods locally from your farmer's market. And, you know, everyone has power to make a big difference. It's not about waiting for the government to change, but doing the little bit like the petitions. But what I was going to say, the angels have said, is that the biggest activism movement that's going on successfully right now is prayer, is shows like yourself, is
awesome.
The YouTube videos, because it's under the radar. The government thinks we're wacko. They think we're nuts, and they completely we don't even register on any sites because they don't believe. They think that we're crazy, and they think because we believe in ETs that no one's going to believe us. So we can be very open about this stuff as long as we're telling our truth about that. Yeah, I believe in past lives. I believe that there are UFOs and ETs. Absolutely. And talk like that openly, because the more open you are about it, the more you're off the radar.
See, now that's very empowering, because it does go back to that sense of community, that there are more of us than we realize.
Oh.
I mean, someone this morning said to me that the movie The Secret didn't bring about a new culture. It uncovered the culture that was already there,
right,
to come up and say, we are here to be counted. We are the ones that are in prayer. We're the ones talking to the angels. We need to talk to each other about that rather than thinking everything we're saying is so weird, because it's not.
Right. Yeah, well, we remember our past lives where we were persecuted for being witches and burned mm-hmm. at the stake or other, you know, heinous ends for talking about this. And so when a lot of us were asked to come back to Earth for this time to move us through this shift into peace, We remember on a very deep soul level how we were killed for this. And so when we see things like the FEMA camps, you know, springing up, it brings up all those memories. There's also hundreds of thousands of us who were killed in World War II and who died in death camps then. And so, you know, it was painful. And
they're really cutting it now.
Yes, 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 yes. And so the memory of the death camps and the witch hunts is very real and alive in us, but we have to do our work anyway. We can't let fear rule or dictate our actions. We came here to do a job, and we've got to do it.
Right, absolutely. And I want to ask you, and people are asking for that site again, which is theawareshow.com/virtue, V-I-R-T-U-E, and this is the only place that you will see this many of Doreen's products discounted at this rate, and it's only going to last for a couple of days because, of course, Hay House helped us create this, and then it'll end in 2 days so that it goes back to Hay House's site. So this is a special deal that they do, and they really do it for your fans. I mean, they give people out there an opportunity to get these products deeply discounted. These are all physical products. So these are angel cards. These are life purpose oracle decks. These are the six CD set on Angels 101, which is so good.
Oh, I love that. It's got
all of those
meditations for each archangel with channeled music from Mark Watson.
And oh,
so you, yeah, so you get to really connect with the energy of each archangel on that CD set. I'm
and
so happy you're offering it.
Thank you for saying that, because if you're in that place of being really stuck and you don't know how to get out and you're looking for that and you're listening, you're watching, you're reading, if you get into the music and that takes you up to that higher frequency, up into that 12th dimension, up into that much, much higher frequency, that's where the problems get solved, because the
right.
problems are the ones that we're creating by the choices we're making and decisions that we're making and the separation from ourself as spirit. When you elevate yourself through music or through meditation or through Doreen's words that are channeled in from the angels, it gets you into the place of that outer dimensional healing. And that's what prayer is. And that's what truly it is. It's reconnecting to source. Someone had asked a question, Doreen, about if we really come from God, source, ultimate energy. This is a someone from Colombia. Then why did we separate in the first place, especially if it's our goal to be one with that energy again?
Mm-hmm.
Can you help shed this light?
Right. Well, I mean, it's such a multidimensional answer that we can only understand it in the third dimension we live in. And so the best way that I understand it is that we haven't separated, that this is a dream, a very realistic dream, and we have to do our job in this dream. And the dream is the equivalent of a teenager fantasizing about having their own apartment, and wouldn't that be nice? And you know, and not really having their own apartment, but they're daydreaming that they have their own autonomy. And so this is an experiment in free will that's really just a dream. It's actually a nightmare, because the biggest fear we have is being separated from our source. It's like an infant being away from their mother. And so at the same time that the ego gets off on saying, I'm in control, I'm in charge, no one can tell me what to do, and rebels against authority, at the same time, there's this part of us that says, help me, mommy, help me, daddy.
Yeah.
We're like little children who feel lost and who want that guidance and who want the support and who want to feel safe. And all of that's there. We've not left any of it.
Interesting. Interesting. What, by the way, another question coming in, this is a really great point, is if these things do happen and these FEMA centers are being set up as if these things are going to happen, what can we do in our own communities and families to pre-prepare for those types of situations?
Well, I think it's just a good idea, not out of fear, for all of us to have solar generators available on our own property.
Okay.
To have a big, have a big stock of food and water and emergency supplies. Because, I mean, that's just a good idea anyway, with the Earth kind of settling in a way that's unpredictable right now, you know, earthquakes and floods and tornadoes and such. And then if there is an economic collapse, which is being widely predicted, you might want to have some cash on hand. Then some people are arming themselves, and if it becomes a world like that, I don't want to live in a world like that where it's tooth against tooth.
Right.
But I would rather have a vision that one I have is that neighbors share with neighbors what they have, their supply. So if my neighbor comes, I don't see a vision of people breaking into houses. I have a vision of someone saying, I'm really hungry, could you feed me? And someone else saying, yes, I've been storing up food, I would love to help you.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful vision. It's a really beautiful vision to bring out there as well. That's what's important, is that sense of community. So when you're storing up for things like that, and also to make a plan, we've made a family plan as to where we're going to meet. It's just something that everyone needs to do, is to connect with your loved ones and set a plan. If something happens, we're all meeting at, and make it a place. It's just always a good thing to do, because when disaster happens, the first things you wonder about is loved ones. Where are they? And are they okay? And so that's very, very, very important.
Right. And then if I can piggyback on that, one of the reasons the angels want us to get our minds detoxed and really practice our psychic development skills and learn how to open up that intuition and most of all to trust it is because they do show me that cell phones and regular phones and internet will go down. And so to, like you said, to have a plan to where to meet is so, so smart. And also to practice with your family talking to each other and communicating nonverbally. So set up a time like Tuesday at 2, while you're at your office and you're at school, we're all going to send each other messages and write down what we get. And
that
through
is
that,
a great idea.
Through that you learn to really distinguish your loved one's energies, because everyone's vibration is like a snowflake, different. And then you learn to trust what you're getting.
That is a really, really great idea. And to do practice exercises like that, yes, we've been conditioned to become so reliant on our cell phones and communication devices. I mean, it's become so convenient and made so convenient for us that it's almost enabled us to stop with the other, you know, I mean, look at that type of conditioning. Look at the path we're going down on that one. So I was just in a lecture with Don Miguel Ruiz, and he...
I love him.
Oh, my Lord. He stood on the stage, and he gave a part of his lecture mentally.
Wow.
He just stood there and didn't say any words and communicated what he wanted to say and just kept saying, can you hear me?
Gorgeous.
And it was so incredible. The whole room got exactly what he was saying. It was vibrating. It was so beautiful. I mean, that is basically the way the angels communicate, and that we can do that. It's the angels, and they can teach us how to do that, but we can do that ourselves, too, and it's being done all over the place. I mean, the U.S. military has the same type of technique, but Don Miguel was doing it with so much love. It was amazing.
Yeah. Yep.
And we can do that with ourselves, too. And telepathically communicate all the time. It's beautiful, and it's instant. It is instant in terms of not a delayed response. You don't have to leave
right.
a telepathic
it's,
voicemail.
it's what the, what I call A-mail or angel mail. Yeah.
A-mail, that is perfect. The name of your next book.
Yeah.
So I did just find something out, and this I just found out that the offer, by the way, is limited, and I'm sorry to slip this in the middle here, but we have sold out of a few of the other Hay House packages that we have, and I didn't know that this was limited, so I'm just finding this out now, and I'm putting this in a nice context. It's limited to the first 500 people, and I'm sorry I didn't tell you that at the beginning, but what we've had to pre-order is the first 500. So if you have the opportunity to jump on this offer now, it is incredibly discounted for the people that know and have bought any of Doreen's incredible channeled, guided, beautifully practical information, the cards and the handbooks and the angel words is one of my favorite, and I'll talk about that in a minute because it really shows the frequency of words. This is one of the things that we did our television show on, Doreen and I, is the this book is a very, very powerful handbook. But anyway, it is a limited offer. It is limited to the first 500 people that take advantage of the offer. It does need to go away within a couple of days. So the website, again, is theawareshow.com/virtue. And if I could just talk really quickly about the Angel Words book, which I love. And
oh, thank
I
you.
Use
yeah,
the
I
handbook. Too. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us really quickly how you created this with your son?
Yeah, my son Grant Virtue, you know, a computer genius who runs the website for me, he was helping me to create a podcast about angels. And when I said the word angel, he stopped me and showed me on his computer the graph of my voice energy look like an angel in flight. And I was stunned, and I said, let's experiment with words and see if we get other shapes. That's what I thought would happen. But we soon learned over a period of about 3 months that every time that we would say universally considered positive words, such as love or bliss or peace, the graph on the computer of the word's energy would be so large as to go off the page. And when we would say words universally considered negative or phrases, the energy would be so small and tight and constricted around the center line of the graph. And we said, this is physical evidence of high vibrational and low vibrational words. So then we gathered stories of people who had changed their lives by changing their vocabulary, and we analyzed on the computer the different words they'd used kind of before and after. Same thing happened. It was so clear in this. We put hundreds of graphs in this Angel Words book so that instantly when you open it, you can say, oh my gosh, I want my words to look like this high energy. And it cured Grant and myself of using negative words. Like, I can't even give you an example of a negative word because I know what it looks like energetically now.
Well, there's graphs in this book, and it compares words like healthy versus sick, and joy versus fear, and light and love. There's words on here that shows the actual sound vibrational chart, the sound wave, and puts them in right next to each other so you can physically see the difference. And then it goes into phrases like, let's see here, it was amazing versus I can't believe that. So I can't believe that is a lower vibrational frequency
right.
on an audio sound than it was amazing. There's no end in sight versus wonderful changes can happen at any time. And there's so many different ways that you can reframe your languaging to see how to really affect change in your life. I mean, this shows up in many different ways. When someone says, I nearly had a heart attack, compared to, it really made me jump, is a completely different frequency. It's all throughout this book. I love that.
Thank you. And we were really careful with the recording of the words. We thought, well, is it because our emotions are more positive and we're saying positive words? So we went in to the studio and recorded the positive words using anger energy and sad energy and, you know, different energies, and it didn't matter. it was the words themselves are embedded with the high or the low frequencies.
Beautiful, beautiful. Mm-hmm. There's, it's, I mean, from what I read and what I've listened to with you, I know that you've changed your languaging to affect it.
Yeah.
Okay. So a lot of requests coming in on the questions here. If you could give us a prayer or something from the angels that you can take us out with, because it's I can feel the communication coming through strong, and I know that they have a lot to say, and you are such a beautiful, clear channel. And if you could bring us that communication, that would be amazing.
Absolutely. So know that you and I are one, and we have the exact same spiritual gifts. Please, please do not put Lisa or myself or any other well-known channeler on a higher level than yourself, because that's ego separation. Know that all of us have the exact same gifts, and the angels are around you right now. And to connect with them, it's just simply a matter of breathing and closing your eyes and holding the thought, angels, I'd like to connect with you more closely. Angels, I ask that you give me very clear guidance in this physical world that I can easily notice and understand as to what my next step is upon my divine life purpose path. And then as you breathe, the more that you can surrender to God's will, which is the same as your higher self's God will, and that's the will of love and peace, and believe me, it's everything you want. The ego will try and tell you that God's will is the opposite of what your physical needs are. I'm here to tell you that God's standards for you well exceed your own standards for yourself.
Hmm.
And as we surrender our defenses and control issues and say, I'm willing to follow and trust my guidance, that's when your life becomes absolutely magical. So it is.
Mm. And following that guidance, we will, and the guidance that you have given us. And I know that we accomplished what we set out to accomplish in terms of bringing in the empowerment around the current events that are happening right now, bringing in the prayer around the current events that are happening right now, and especially knowing that there are so many of us, of light workers, of people that hold this high intention. Someone is asking what happens for the specific person is in college, and she wants to know, how does she get this information to her other friends that might be the doubters that are in a critical place about this work? Good question.
Yeah, well, there's a place for skepticism in this world. I mean, that's what keeps us under the radar, you know. So if someone's doubting you, don't fight it. Just bless it and say, well, that's there for a reason. The best way to be a teacher of all of these messages and other spiritual paths is to live it and be a living example of that it works. Be happy. Be prosperous. Be illuminated. Be blissful and kind. And then other people will, they might consciously ask you, gosh, how do I get to be so happy like you? Or just your vibration will trigger in them an ancient memory of this happiness, because deep down we're all happy.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And I'm a big fan of that, being an example of what it is that you're talking about. There are ways also that people can try it. I mean, there's no harm in trying to communicate with your angels and asking questions and seeing how it shows up, or communicating with a lost loved one and seeing if you get an answer. And
right on. And I think it's time for all of us to come out of the spiritual closet too, like you were talking about, mm-hmm. Lisa, that, you know, it's time that we all say, hey, I believe this too. So doing things like wearing an angel pin, you know, mm-hmm. can start a conversation. Or a lot of people are telling me, and these are people in all walks of life, are telling me they're bringing my angel cards into work and putting them in a bowl on their desk and they don't say anything, but then they'll watch all their coworkers come in and choose an angel card.
Right, exactly, exactly.
So, you know, there's little subtle things you can do to start the conversation, and you never know. Gosh, just today this woman was on my Facebook page telling me that she was at a gas station, and a woman walked up to her, a stranger, and said, "I'm guided to give you this book." And the woman handed her my book, The Lightworker's Way. She said it changed her life and put her on
wow.
the spiritual path. And I was thinking, how cool that that woman at the gas station followed her guidance and you know, it must have been scary at some level to go up to a stranger and hand kind of a weird book, The Lightworker's Way.
That's awesome.
It happened.
That is great. And you can do that by saying to someone, "You're an angel." And
yeah.
really mean it. And really mean it to people.
Yeah.
And drop them. Fun cues like that. Oh, that's a great idea. Even give away a card, you know, of one of the angel cards to someone, or slip it on someone's windshield wiper. Give them a little card that says, "Expect a miracle."
Right, right, absolutely. I used to carry around in my trunk of my car the beautiful masterpiece book called The Abundance Book, that now is a Hay House book by John Randolph Price. And it's probably the best book on abundance I've ever come across. And I used to hand that out to homeless people while giving them, you know, either coupons for food or some money for food,
mm-hmm.
just to teach a man to fish kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's a great idea as well. Once again, this is a limited offer. We are limited to the first 500 people that get this special offer because of what we have been able to get produced by Hay House, which is awesome, and I'm really, really grateful for that. So if you can, this offer is going to be existing for about 2 days. It will have to go away because it is a limited offer, but it is, I don't know how many, there's a lot of objects here. There's a lot of items that are discounted deeply, and this is the only place that you're going to see this discount, where it exists. I'm not going to mess with my computer right now. I don't know how many items are on this offer. Someone let me know. There's a lot. There's 10 or 11 items on this offer. And if there's, this is the place that you're going to see the discount. It is a great thing that Hay House was able to do. They dropped the price just for you all listening and just for the Aware Show audience, which we work so beautifully with Hay House and appreciate everything that they do. It's an entirely physical offer, so these had to be manufactured in volume. And so we pre-ordered 500. So go to theawareshow.com/virtue, click on the Buy Now button there, and take advantage of this because this is discounted just for you all. It will go away after we either hit the 500 or in a couple of days. So thank you so much for jumping on that and for understanding the urgency of it. So thank you for the angel blessing. It was beautiful. And thank you for who you are being and for your soul and for the clarity that you give us and for the urgency that you've expressed to us about this, you know, the messages that are coming through right now. You express them in a beautiful way without fear, in a way that we're able to take action on in an empowering way. So now we know kind of in a peaceful way what to do if we ever come up against any type of adversity and which angels to speak to and how to do that mentally.
Thank you, Lisa. What you're doing is so beautiful. And I, you know, I want to say that when people do purchase my products through the Aware Show, they're helping to support your beautiful mission and your program too. So, you know, I'm a big, big, big believer in what you're doing. So
yeah.
I'm happy to help support that.
Thank you very much. Yes, we have a huge engine running here.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's a wonderful, and a wonderful team. And I always, you know, I thank you for saying that because I do have an incredible team. And Gina and Joyce, the producers, and Bo and Cliff and Frank and everyone who's in Ken and everyone who helps with the Aware Show teleseminars to put them on are just amazing beings. So I want to thank my incredible team because they make this all seamless for everyone. But behind the scenes, they're doing flips, jumping jacks, back handsprings off the wall. They're
well,
they're,
you know,
activated.
Your energy is so high and pure. I'm constantly invited to go on teleseminars, and yours is the only one I say yes to. And the reason is because you're coming from that pure place, and you're reaching the right people with the right message.
Oh,
so
wow.
God bless
and I'm
you.
In a really, really awesome space right now because I'm in this conference with these other leaders here where Jack Canfield has put together this conference. And
oh.
And it's a beautiful space for an opening of a heart. I just came out of that intention setting with Don Miguel Ruiz and came right into this phone call with you with a wide open heart looking at the majestic scenery. Doreen, we are in a beautiful place right now together, and that is an example of how to be your truth. So people get this energy right now. They're feeling it. They understand it. And listen to the call again, too. You can get the frequency again.
Love.
You got that right. Thank you, Doreen. I miss you, sister. I wish
I miss you, too. I hope to see you soon.
It's only been a month or so, but I'll see you again really soon.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Love you, honey.
All right. Love you, too.
Okay. Big hugs to Gina, too.
Yes, big hugs to Gina. I miss her, too. I haven't seen her for two. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye,
and
honey.
For all of you listening, thank you so much, because you are the reason these calls exist. It's because the thousands of people that were just on and are still on this line right now are the reasons why this entire call exists. So thank you so much. Wow, the frequency was incredibly high. And that's because of you. Every single person's sole agreement to listen to this call came in with your frequency. It combined and made this spiritual soup that we're experiencing now. So carry on with this energy. I mentioned to you at the beginning of the call, this is your responsibility. This is your time. Your time is now. You incarnated at this time for a reason. If you forgot, it's okay. Come back and drop those seeds in any way that you know, in any way that you can, through your work, through whatever it is that you do. Thank you for being on this call. I really, really appreciate you and your energy. And until next time, I invite you to stay aware. Thank you.